Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mindset Makeover What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle Carter.
How are you?
We're here on our Monday again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Time to shift. And we have definitely been shifting.
Yes. It's been a big old shift lately.
A big old shift. Everything kind of looks new in our world, listeners, because Michelle and I have been purging, completely purging. So everything looks empty and ready to receive. Get the flow and going. I just made that up.
Yeah, like super purge. No, it's... See, it all started with, you can say the title of our show, Lisa.
Well, that would be it. The Purge to Surge.
Oh, yeah, that is it. Well, it all started last week when I had this overwhelming, it was crazy. It was because it was so strong. I went to my closet, and I constantly, and of course, I know not to complain about this, but I do. I'm always like, nothing weird, even though my closet's stacked and I can't move anything in it. And I'm like, you know what? And I do this quite often. I go through my closet quite often. Like, I get rid of stuff a lot. But so anyway, I decided, and I told Lisa, I was like, you know what? Tonight when I get home, I'm getting rid of anything that doesn't make me happy, or for whatever reason, it just didn't feel right anymore. So I literally, no joke, got rid of half my closet, and I felt so good about it. And then this inspired Lisa to get rid of half, I don't know if it's half, pretty much,
but still
all this
stuff
in it. Well, I was so happy about it. And then when I brought it to the Goodwill, I had this wonderful talk with this guy who worked there, and he was explaining to me that he was like thanking me for bringing in such good stuff, because a lot of it was, there was many things with tags, there was really good stuff in there, and he was just like, he told me this whole story how it creates jobs and there's all these jobs for people with special needs, and I didn't know that. I just thought it's great because people can find great stuff at a low cost and all that. But I was so happy, and I've donated stuff many, many times before, but I've never had like this conversation. We were talking for a while, and so it was like the full circle of it was so great. And then I got home, and now the weird part is I always like what I'm wearing because I don't have to sift through all the other things. Like, there might be,
and with that wonderful story, because you can feel, like, I can feel how good you felt doing it and how appreciative he was. And there's so many things in just what you said. First of all, you shared that, you know, you recycle to get the flow going. You shared that you have space so you can see, you have clarity. And you shared that you had a surge after the purge.
Yeah, and the surge was really energetic. It was just, I felt way clearer. And it was funny because even in the studio room, I took some things out and just reorganized it, and then actually added something that was much larger than the other monitor. And just by reorganizing, sometimes just movement, just getting stuff, like, all the room feels so different. And I mean, I know there's feng shui and all that to it, but... which I was not adhering to. Maybe I was, I don't know. But it's just amazing sometimes when you have movement, you know, when you just make something a stick. Because, you know, there's lots of times in our lives where we feel we can't control some outside experiences that are happening, but there is little things that if you want to change, like, you know, you can rearrange your room, you can get rid of some stuff and bring it to Goodwill, you can... And that's, I think that starts the flow too. Like, it just energetically, if anything's stagnant, you can make movement. Because I definitely
and
felt
I love that you brought up. Well, I love that you brought up feng shui, because as you said, you don't even know if you were following those, you know, the laws of feng shui or not. But it felt good. It feels good. And I think that's what we have to do. Is like, when we're purging, when we're rearranging, when we're moving, and it's our flow.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting things in perspective, like we're putting things where it's going to best serve us. So we can do what we want to do, what we need to do to move forward. And I think that's like, you really started, as you said, you started the whole thing. You started and cleared out the closet. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to do my closet. And I thought, oh, then I'll do the front hall closet. And then suddenly my sisters asked me, oh, are you going to donate anything? I have a box and a bag here. So other people start, they feel it too. And everybody kind of comes together and does it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just, you know, I also know there's been many, many, many times in my life. I think this is also why, like, I feel I have pretty good clothing karma. I really do get rid of stuff a lot. And I get very overwhelmed with too many things. Like, I could be uber wealthy and I'll probably still have a tiny closet because I don't like having too much stuff. I get overwhelmed by it. And I know that about myself now. Mm-hmm. I was like that as a little kid too. Like, I had tons of toys. And I would feel overwhelmed and I'd kind of separate the too many toys and I'd still only play with the three that I always played with. And I knew, so, aww. And everybody's different. We're not all like that, but I really am. Like, the idea of a walk-in closet is just, like, it's nice and it's great. Yeah, but I feel like I feel guilty that I'm not wearing this one sweater if I'm always, you know, I make things real for some reason. I don't know.
Personify.
I really do. And, you know, we're all so different, but I get overwhelmed with too many things. But I also have quite a cycle with clothes because I love the thrill of the find. And, like, I'll find something and it's, like, such a major score. You feel exactly the same way. And so I was like, that's why I get rid of good things, because I want someone to be like, can you believe what I found at the Goodwill? And they'll be so happy. And because I do, I mean, so I think that cycle, it just all goes around. And, I mean, it definitely works for me.
When you're talking about that score, what really, that is so amazing, because when you're going through stuff and I was thinking, do I want this? No. Yes. No. And I went, you know what? Somebody needs this. So that's where it was like a super easy decision to make, to say somebody else really needs this. I don't need this anymore. And so when we, like you said, energetically, when we clear out those things, like say there's, whether it's clothes in your closet or a piece of furniture or just anything that maybe you're holding on to for energetic reasons, like what you just said. And that energy is really holding a lot of real estate in the mind, in the heart, in any mm-hmm. chakra, really. Well, not in the mind. But, you know, and once we purge it, that surge comes from the release, the letting go. Mm-hmm. And we don't even realize or know. Like, we know that we're keeping it because it has sentimental value or something, or I'm not saying go, you know, give everything away that means that it's something to you. But when you're holding on to things, and they're anchoring you to a time in your life that maybe you need to move forward from, that's the time that you get that huge surge. That's like, wow, that really made a difference. Like, that really shifted me. And it was like,
yeah,
really, I felt that a lot.
Like, Sorry, I get excited.
We're so excited. Like, no, there's this one dress that I kept keeping it. And I thought, I'm actually never going to wear this. I know I'm not going to wear it. And the memories that I have when I wore this dress, they're always mine. I'm not getting rid of those. So when I actually did drop it off and let it go, wow, it just felt like there was this whole new space in my heart ready to have another experience.
Oh, that's so awesome. When you get rid, and sometimes you don't realize what you're holding on to, like, this is truly not realizing what I was holding on to. My incredibly amazing, awesome, generous parents, one time, and still terrible to admit this. Well, they're the greatest people in the world, which I know I have to talk about. At least I talk about them all the time. But I had a storage locker for years, and I've lived in LA for 8 years now. And one time they were moving to the island a couple years ago, and they actually, I still can't believe they did this. I had separated because I had was in a previous relationship and we had split up. So I had a lot less in my locker, and my locker went from, well, first of all, I had a huge storage locker. Like, it was the size of an apartment. And then a year went by and I'm like, I don't even know what's in there anymore. Like, do I need this stuff that I don't know what's in there? Like, I've lived fine without it. And I had moved to LA with nothing, like just my clothes and this weird metal rack that I felt it was important to bring for no reason, but that's literally all I brought. And then, we're almost going to go to commercial, but went to a smaller storage locker. And then my parents moved the lot, my stuff over to their place. And then my mom was basically, she was like, you got to go through your stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go through my stuff. But then last year, it was a couple years ago. It was right when I met you. And, literally when we first talked on the phone, that's when I was flying there. And I went through, it was like crazy going through all, because it was tons of stuff.
Well,
and there still is a lot of things. Oh yeah. And I got, but it was such an kind of an amazing experience, because I got rid of, and I had really, really good, okay, I'll come back. But it was an amazing experience. I'll tell you when we get back.
Okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity Calendar Sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I've been in suspense now for the whole commercial break. So, yes, we have to hear the experience of your...
Okay, because it was really, really kind of amazing, because I had put this off for a long time, like years, like literally years. And my parents had moved, and I'm an adult. I shouldn't keep all my stuff there. But anyway, I was going through these boxes, and my little cousin, who at the time... She was seven, and we were going through them together, and it was so much fun because I had all sorts of stuff, like fun stuff that I don't really want anymore. But to her, this was like a gold mine. Like I had all this jewelry and everything. And I was like, cause I didn't remember that I had it. And I was like, you can have it. And she was like, looked like Mr. T, like had every necklace on and wearing sweaters I had. And she's so miniature, and it was so cute. And we had such a good time. And then a lot of, you know, there was some very emotional stuff, a lot of tears going through it. But then I decided, I was like, I did not know I had so much of this stuff. And there was like beautiful shoes and dresses and all sorts of stuff. And I was like, but I didn't know what this existed. So I want someone else to have it and enjoy it and love it. And then my uncle, and I think I had about 17 boxes that I got rid of. Like, it was insane. I can't believe I'd been carrying that weight. And my mom had said that too. She was like, because she was like, you should go through this, not just because, you know, clearly they wanted space, but she's like, you don't know what you're still holding on to. And I think that's really true. Like, you know, I think that was amazing advice, because emotionally I was hanging on. There was a lot of the past relationship stuff there and all these stuff. And then so my uncle, who's awesome, we went on multiple trips, and he's so cute. My uncle, he's just amazing. He would go, because we had to go to different thrift stores because sometimes they won't take that many. And he would be like, my niece is donating all these beautiful items that will make some young girl so happy. And I felt like crying.
Because we're creating the image already.
Like, and it was so cute. We just had the best time. And the whole, it was actually this very emotional process going through it. And then ultimately, I still have boxes, but everything I have, I want now. Like, I still have this purple chair that I found in an alley once. Like, it's just hilarious what you'll keep and then what you'll be willing to give away. And music books and things that my mom had kept all the things, my music stuff from when I was a kid. And like, so all that stuff. So that was awesome to find. And then it was awesome to let go. And then, you know, having a great time with a couple of my family members, it was just, and then I'm sure the people that found those, because it was in a small town on the island in BC, like, there was some amazing stuff there. They were probably like, what? This is incredible. So, I mean, it was a very good event. And I really did feel, my mom was totally right, I really did feel lighter after that. And I don't feel so heavy. Like, now I know I have some stuff there, but I know I want it. And her and my uncle are planning on driving my stuff down here anyway as a road trip, so that'll be amazing.
But the neat thing about that is there's really kind of like a test to see if you haven't seen something or used something for a certain amount of time. Maybe you have a rule, and it's kind of like in 1 year, if I haven't used it, worn it, you know, thought about it, missed it, even remembered it, then maybe it's time to move on. Or you might say, you know what, this is something that's tucked away and very special to me, and it's okay that I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. So, by having that kind of, like, yeah. How long was that you hadn't seen that stuff? Like, was it a couple of years?
Years. At that point, it had been 6 years. And some stuff I really was excited. Like, one dress I had since I was a teenager, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And that's still at my parents' closet. I just couldn't fly back with it, but it was so, it's all beaded and amazing and stuff like that. Actually, going through, I was talking to my husband, Ben, the other day. I was like, this is ridiculous what I'll get rid of and what I'll keep. I kept two, really, and I love them, these stupid vests that I've had for, they're like, one's a puffy vest and one's just a regular vest that I've had, both of them. I've had both of them for like probably over 10 years. I got them from my parents' house last time because they had them. And I'm like, I love that I'll keep these vests and every pair of pajamas I've ever gotten in my life. But I got rid of so many other clothes.
Well, that goes to say, yeah, it goes to show like what that makes you. Like, you like to be comfortable and have these cozy things and you have memories. And I think the neat thing is that with the storage room, there was a deadline. Like, somebody from the external place kind of said, you know what, this has to be done by a certain time. And maybe in somebody mm-hmm. else's life, it's not so much about a deadline, like a time, but that they could save money. Maybe they don't need a storage unit. Maybe they could, you know, repurpose a room that things are in, and that could actually, you know, save money, make money, do something, or have a yard sale or something. So it actually can have cash flow to these as well. Like, you know, you can donate, but you could also sell stuff too.
Oh, yeah. And it's so, like, think about it. For anyone that, I love a deal. I love finding stuff. It's the greatest thing ever. Like, to go to, you know, a flea market and all that stuff. So it's just funny that, because I don't like collecting too much, again, because of my, but I do, like, I like to have stuff and I like to get rid of it. It's like a constant river. But I feel that's, I mean, just honoring whatever, you don't want to be owned by your stuff either, because sometimes you can be owned by your stuff and then you have no flexibility. But we're all different of what matters to us. And like, I think going through, it was really good for me to not, I think also moving, when I first moved down here, because I moved here with nothing, it was very liberating in a lot of ways, because that was a big transition in my life. And I had a full life in Vancouver. I had tons of things, and it was all, but I moved here with nothing, and realizing how quickly
a fresh start.
How quickly you can start over and how possible it is. And now I look at my apartment and it's filled with stuff and I'm like, where did this all come from? Like, we're like, fish,
where did it
grow to our tank?
Well, interesting. And everybody keeps things for different reasons. But I'll share a story about my parents, my mom. And we had gone through, actually, our family went bankrupt. And that was a very traumatizing time for my mom specifically. And I apologize. I'm losing my voice a little bit, but I'm going to get the story out. So the houses were locked and everything, and we had a few items. And where we eventually moved to was this small apartment. And my mom was devastated. She wasn't happy. And so she actually refused to unpack. She said, I am not staying here. This is not where I'm going to live. And I'll skip this part, is that we actually had lived there over a decade. She never unpacked. Mm. And the thing was, is she was actually, I think emotionally and energetically, it was very draining because she was reminded, every time she saw the boxes and stuff, she was reminded that she lost her house. Those things were all packed up and she didn't have a place for them. And I think that really anchored her into a negative space, which she has passed now, but I believe that contributed to a lot of her, like the energy of the illness.
Yes.
And I think that's where a lot of times we maybe don't realize that the stuff, like you just said, we don't want our stuff to own us. And I think that's where we can look around and say, you know what, if I didn't have the thing that you're looking at right in front of you, would that be okay with you? How would you feel? Like, go through those questions kind of thing and kind of go through the whole inventory of the house, you know, or your room or your space or your workplace or your office, like, and kind of do those things. Like, how would I feel if I didn't have this? Is it okay if I didn't have this? And I think that's, we can find a lot of that what mental real estate is, as Joe always says, I love that. Where's that mental real estate going?
Well, and also knowing the flow of it, like I just said this, but I mean, you've experienced it too, where you, it's to lose everything, but sometimes that you make a choice, it can be quite liberating to be like, I'm not joking. I moved here with nothing, like just my clothes and a couple of suitcases. And I don't even have most of those, if any of those clothes anymore. And it's just, it's amazing how you can restart your life at any time. And as long as you're not holding too, like it's what you said, like what your mom did, when you're holding on too much to that old story, to that old past, that's what keeps you stuck. It's not really the things. And it's not to say don't keep things. It's wonderful to have, I mean, I love old things and heirlooms and, you know, things it's not like that. It's just make sure, ask yourself if it makes you happy. Actually, a book, of course. It's always my mom reads a book and then I somehow, I don't even have to read it and I get the lessons from it. But she was doing part of this this group of decluttering. I guess it's on the Marie Kondo. But I don't know anything about this book. All I know is that you can take an item and if it gives you joy, I mean, it's probably a lot more complicated than this, but all I know of it, it's like, if it gives you joy, keep it. If it doesn't, like, get rid of it. That's what I've taken from it. So I don't know if that's the truth of the book, so no one quote me on that. But so when you
look, and the thing
I think
like,
it's important, like, does this make you happy or does it not make you happy? Because sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's not even about, a lot of times it's not even about money. Someone could just give you a, like, recently I really wanted a new monitor and out of nowhere, our friends got a brand new TV because they were given a brand new TV and then asked Ben and gave him a new TV, gave us a new TV. And then I got a new monitor because our old TV became a monitor. Like, that just happened out of nowhere. No money was exchanged.
And those people,
it was just kind of magical.
And those people got to purge, like those people who gave you the TV screen or the monitor, sorry. They were able to say, you know what, we're going to let this go because they got something new. And I was going to say just real quick, you know, we are going to go to commercial there too. What you said about, does this thing bring me joy, like give me joy? Sometimes it's about the story about the item. So it's not even the item. Maybe the item was something that was really good, but then the story that we've created about it is not
a good thing. Oh, so true. So true.
Mm-hmm.
That's partially why I got rid of, and sometimes old relationships, like if you just don't want, if every single thing you have reminds you of that relationship or their wedding gifts or whatever, if I, it's, why do you want to carry that? Like, I know I didn't want to carry, I didn't want to carry that forward.
Yes.
So it was, and I just know someone else could very, because there was a lot of great things, and I just know, and it wasn't bad energy. It just wasn't right energy for me.
Right. So. I think that was bingo right there. It's not that it's bad energy or good energy, so to speak. It's that it's not the right energy for you where you are in your life.
So when we come back, let's talk about energy that's right for you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity calendar sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Michelle, I do want to kick this segment off by saying thank you so much for helping me out, because all the listeners, I just want to say I'm losing my voice. It's really, really sore, but we have so much we want to share. And Michelle's doing a fantastic job at sharing your stories about giving and circulating. And honestly, it's funny.
Oh, I feel so mad for your voice.
I know. It hurts to swallow. That's what it seems like. Ugh. But what I was going to say is, like, sometimes it's not even about stuff to give away. We have to sometimes keep our money in the flow as well. Like, sometimes we have to spend a little. Like, maybe you're going to buy something for $5 or whatever you can. Because if some people can get into a mindset, like, I'm broke, I have nothing, I'm poor, and then they really keep saying this, like, I can't even spend $2 on something. And then that really becomes who they are, and they don't keep that in circulation. So I find that... Mm-hmm. If you have something, you could donate your time, your money, all that kind of thing. Like, all of it needs to be that purge to surge.
It really is. But I mean, it is. Now I don't have a sore throat. I have a sympathy sore throat. But I do think there is so much truth, though, to the circulation. And, you know, that's why they say give and receive. It's not like you have to open your channels to, when you give, you also don't want to deplete yourself just by giving, because there are some people that are givers and some people that are total takers, but you need both. You need to give and receive. And when you are giving, because you really, even say the donating, you are receiving space.
Yeah.
And you possibly could be receiving other things too, because you've created that space in your life and not being just owned by your stuff. And again, everybody approaches this so differently. Like, not everybody, you know, probably a lot of people would not want half their closet gone. It's just, for me, I get overwhelmed. That's why it works for me. And I just know that, but we're all so different. And I just think it's, you know, we talk about that a lot on every show, is honoring your way or finding out a way that makes you feel good. And I think the answer to that is, how does it make you feel? Does your body shrink or expand when you think about it? So I think if you shrink, there's your answer. And if it expands, then, and that's really easy to tap in and feel that, like, just ask yourself, how do you feel if something gives you anxiety or if it makes you happy? I mean, I think you can kind of, why is my voice doing this?
Oh, my, you're very ready to receive. Well, I was going to say that you mentioned something right in that very sentence, is that I've always heard about, you know, I talk about it and I think about chakra aligning, like, you know, getting chakras aligned. But really what came up yesterday, I was doing some cards, and I think I shared this with you, Michelle, is that a card came up about chakra clearing. And I don't think I've ever actually heard that, about clearing the energy, like the old stored energy and stuff. Like, I think of aligning a lot, but I never think about my own personal little energy centers running around. Like, do they need to be cleared? Do I need to purge something from there and recycle? So, like, I can, what you just said about being open to receiving, because sometimes if you're not cleared out, you're stuffed, you're full, and there's no room for anything else. Like, your cup is too full, we can't put a drop in there.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You need to have space to receive. You do. You need to be open, and like, depending on whatever that receiving is, but you do need to be in an open space. I think chakra clearing makes a lot of sense, because any type of clearing, like, it's the same as when you go through a cleanse, you need to take it, because sometimes your body is just full of, like, you need that time to cleanse and clear, because your body needs a break. It's working overtime on all this garbage. And then I think that's the same with energy clearing and all that stuff. You need that space. And interesting enough, I mean, I know you had said this, but I also saw this today, that it's the full moon. It's full moon today.
What, today?
But it is the full moon right around now. I should actually know this before saying it. But the idea, like, because it's the biggest, it's a super moon, and it's all about purging and purging old beliefs. If something is not serving you, this is a good time to let it go. Be it, and sometimes it's a physical thing, sometimes it's an emotional, but ultimately everything boils down to an internal thing too. It just could be representing itself in something physical. But I like.
Sure, I never thought about that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, what's great about when you do. Yeah, well, I was just going to say, what's great about when you do move things around or get rid of something or something or change something physical, it gives whatever that is inside some piece that you can move, because it's hard to deal with energy because you can't see it, you know. So sometimes I think that's why we use objects and why some people do rituals and crystals. Not, I mean, crystals are healing and all that, but it's nice to have something, you know, something to see, something to hold, something to feel. And
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, that's why I've given a lot of power to inanimate objects, but it helps. Helps me.
Just that personification again. Well, incense is kind of neat too, because the smoke, like the stream that you see, like when incense is burning, you're clearing, like you're actually using something that's like not solid, but meaning it's a gas, a burning thing. It's like you see it, it's there, but it's clearing, and you can, like what you just said, give energy to something and give it permission to clear something for you if you're not able to do it. And I think that's
exactly
like a ceremonial type thing, like what you just said. I love that, because you really you ask of something else to help you clear something when it's too tough.
No, I mean, that's why, I mean, I constantly sage. Ben loves saging too. It's so cute. We have incense going pretty much all the time. But I love what you said. It's like giving something, did you say this? Giving something else permission to help you during, like,
yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But I love what you said. Whatever it was, I loved it.
Well, sometimes we can't do it all on our own sometimes. And even when you walk into a room, maybe you're too close to things. Like, you can't even make the decision. You're overwhelmed. Like just saying, you have so much stuff, you're overwhelmed, and you can't make a decision of what to wear or what that is. So sometimes it's like you are able to do yours, but sometimes when we look at our own emotions and we say, oh my goodness, there's just so much here. I can't filter through, and I don't know what to, you know, let go and what to keep and stuff like that. And I think that's where it's important to ask other people who would, you know, counsel you in a good way, in a very positive way and a helpful way, not to say, oh, just let it go, goodness. Like, you really do need to have like a sorter, like a helper out, or, you know, to help you sort through these things.
Yeah.
And that's why I do like the incense or the crystals or music. Oh my goodness, of course music. Music helps move things through you.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I think that's a great way of saying, because again, and I mean, we do really drive this home all the time, is about how different we are. Like, not everybody, I'm a fairly impulsive person. So, and not even just impulsive, I just do things on a whim. And that's how I do get a lot done, but I don't do it with a strategic plan ever. It's always like, I'm doing this right now. And I mean, that's not always great because I could be in the middle of something else that I should be doing. And then I decide, nope, doing this right now. Yeah. But that's my way of being. And I mean, this world would be chaos if everybody was like that. So,
oh my goodness.
It's just, I think, no, but exactly. Okay. I know we've talked about this in the previous show, but going down to people being, everyone doing stuff in their own rhythm, because I think this does have to do with that. Like, I think of multiple of my closest friends, including you, Lisa, you guys are planners, but you know what makes it great? You're wonderful to travel with, because I like travel, because it's easy. Like, I know I'm going to be taken care of, because, you know, you like to plan. And my other friends, I have a couple friends that are like that too, and it's perfect, because it's like, I don't have to think about what the plan is. But if it was just a bunch of me's, it would be all chaos. You know, it'd take forever to figure out where we're going for dinner. But the whole point is that I think honoring what you do.
Honoring what you do, and then you don't have to hold that mental, you know, real estate, that energy in a space. You can trust someone else. Like, you delegate. I think delegate and asking other people to help you where you don't need to or have to do those things is such a great thing, because mm-hmm. you can really let go and keep lighter. Like, you know what? You say, hey, I'm a chef. I don't have to worry about that because I know Lisa's going to do that. And then I, in my mind, mm-hmm. go, you know what? That's my job. I want that in my storage, you know, in my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it. And then once it's done, it gets a check marked and it's off it goes.
But it's so true. And it's like, and also it allows you to be in your, pardon me?
Oh, I was going to say, and speaking of which, is like, check marks are kind of cool because it means done. And that's kind of like when you donate something or you give something or you exchange. It's like the check mark gives you that seal of like, okay, that is off the list. I don't have to hold it anymore. I don't have to think about it. It's done.
Oh, so true. And I love lists. Like, lists are my, like, I may not be a planner, but I'm definitely a lister, if that's a thing. But I like lists, and I get a lot done. Like, I really am quite the doer, but I have to be on my own schedule to do it. If someone else told me to do, I'd be like, ah, but I can get tons done if I'm on my own way of doing it, you know? And I think that's, and exactly what you said, the check, it really does. Like, for me, as soon as I check something off, I'm like, oh, okay, I've accomplished that. And it just feels, it gives that space. I mean, I can't even imagine living without lists. Lists, like, they don't stress me out. They make me feel like, because I check them off and it's like, ooh, good, done. And it's like, it's a game, it's fun. But it's,
yes.
Again, we all have different ways of doing it. But I think also just not putting so much pressure on yourself. If you feel like holding on to things, hold on to them. It's not your time to get rid of it. That's fine. I think it's when the time is right and when it inspires you. Like, I felt a need to get rid of stuff. Lisa felt a need to get rid of stuff. But that doesn't mean if it's too overwhelming to be like, I'm not ready, don't get rid of it. You're not ready. It's totally fine. And you know what? Who cares if you want a billion things? That's just what your life wants to experience this time or right now. It might change. I think it's just being... wherever, if you feel you're overwhelmed by anything, be it thoughts or things, or that's when you can make that choice to, maybe there's something you can do, even if it's one thing, even if it's like a couple dish towels that you hate, get rid of them. It doesn't have to be a huge stuff.
That makes you feel good. Yeah, when you get a new dish towel, it always feels good. Get rid of the ones that stay.
Totally.
Oh, it's forever. You know what's funny is when you were doing that and going through everything, and then you shared the picture of how many, like, the bags, the pile of stuff that was going to be going out to the flow and somebody else could find it and be excited. That actually was what was, that is what inspired me. I knew I should have gone through my stuff. And I think a lot of us out there, we know we have stuff to go through. We have projects, we have big, you know, storage rooms or the back of the closet or whatever that is. And sometimes it just need that a little bit of motivation from either maybe somebody else or just to hear that you'll make a difference when in other people's lives, but in your own, yes, that's like the gift that you're going to get. But we really do make that difference when I just felt so good, Michelle, when you done that, and I was like, I couldn't make a decision. I was panicking. I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know if I should give this or not. And I thought, somebody else needs it. And that was such a beautiful thing for me. It really inspired me and opened my heart. Somebody else needs it. Oh, my gosh, I have to give this away now. Like, it's a must.
Oh. And think about how happy they're going to be. And I think it's just, again, it goes back to, oh, there's that commercial.
Hey, surprise. More surge and purge when we come back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The $1 million early bird deadline is this Friday in the Shop for Charity calendar sweepstakes supporting the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of this amazing draw for trips, cars, and $1 million cash. Plus, there are draws all year long. $1,000 cash daily, a Transat travel voucher weekly, a new car monthly, and the chance to play for $10 million in our pink ball draw, all for $30. Buy now. Call 1-800-643-1086 or visit sweepstakesforthecure.ca.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Something came to mind over the break there. You had shared with me that wonderful fellow, I can't remember, is it Nicholas, I think? Terrified by Nicholas? Is that the reading?
Oh, yeah. And he's so awesome. My mom told me about him.
Yes.
I love him.
He is incredible. And I was thinking how funny and how odd it was that the card that was pulled for, I'm a Libra, the card that was pulled for Libra, like the catalyst for this month, was indecision. And I was just thinking how funny that was that I had to make, like, a bazillion decisions, like, should it stay, should it go? And I thought of all the months and of all the things to go through things, that was the funniest thing to do, because that was my card to say, this is what I'll be faced with, like, this is my month for decision and indecision.
Wow.
And I thought that was really cool. I know, what's so weird is that?
No, he was super, super amazing. One thing I did want to say, because as I sit here in the studio room, I did think, it's funny how, again, I know we've talked about this, that in one area, we like, say I get overwhelmed with clothes, even though I kind of always have a constant flow. I always have new things and get rid of things. But then I thought, I have this closet in the studio that's like my creative closet because I love to make things. There's tons of stuff in there, but I don't feel stressed out about it at all because I have tons of fabric and I have tons of sewing stuff and I have knitting things and that closet is stuffed, but I don't feel stressed out about it. So because it's my,
right.
I need everything and I use everything in there. So I think it's not about things per se. It never is. It's about your reaction to those things. Like, I love this. I love that I can open it up and be like, oh, hey, I can fix this, grab it, because I have every color of thread, and I love having my little store in the right there. So
that's your abundance closet. That's like your abundance.
Yeah, it's interesting that it doesn't stress me. Yeah, and it doesn't stress me out. Also, because I can make things with it, so it's always fun. So I'm looking around and decide I don't like that pillow. I'm gonna go make a new one, which I do.
Well, I think that's like exactly what you said. It's how that thing makes you feel, like how the person makes you feel, the relationship that's in your life that, you know, it doesn't make you feel good. Do you always want to make sure that you can go to that door and open it and make sure you find what's in there that makes you feel good? And you said it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't actually talked about people and relationships, but that's the same thing. Maybe there's just so many. I know when I go to a network, like a networking event, and I meet a lot of people, mm-hmm. and at that moment, you know, you're accepting and you're taking in cards and everything, and then you get home and you go through them all, and it's really important to sort through. You think, did that person make me feel good? Like, did I have good energy? Is that somebody I want to have a further alliance with? And it's important to continue to do that purge. If it's a no, then it's a no, because if you just keep that card around and it goes from this room to that table, it actually plays on your energetic fields as well, and it can drain you. So it's important to purge relationships
huge. Yeah, I cannot believe we didn't talk about this yet. You're so right, because it's so crazy, because I actually thought about that this morning, and Lisa knows, and the story shall remain nameless, but I mean, I personally had a massive purge with a person I worked with. But the funny part was that I was thinking about last night is that I took that course with Andrea, who is absolutely amazing, Andrea Quinn, Quinn Essentials. It's seriously one of the best courses I've ever been to in my life. And it was very simple, but really amazing, really profound. She's incredible. One thing she said, though, she was talking about everybody gives you their, okay, like you being in a networking event, you are meeting people for the first time. And she goes, everybody gives you the information when you first meet them. They're letting you know. And she used an example of being on a job interview. And she goes, if you don't like a yeller, if you can't handle that, because we're all different. Some people love, you know, the crazy office where everyone's all crazy. They feed on that energy. She goes, but if you're too sensitive and you don't like a yeller, and then you meet a potential new boss and they tell you, you got to have a thick skin here. She goes, they're yellers. They told you that right away. They told you that. And if you're someone that needs your weekends and then they tell you like, oh, you know, we never stop working with this. She's like, they are telling you that. So don't be surprised 6 months later when all these things happen that you thought were on your requirements, but they told you at the very beginning how they were going to be. And so the person that I'm referring to, they told me all their behavior very early on, and I kept trying to make it work. Mm-hmm. And it kind of ended up being a disaster, mainly because I didn't listen to myself, because I should have, like, yeah, this person kind of ended up going a little nutty. But there was all the evidence at the beginning. But nope, I had to keep trying to make it work. So we really are given, like, you know, in those moments when you're at a networking event or if you're just meeting people, you know pretty quickly how it's going to go. Like, you can tell if someone makes you feel good or they don't. And again, it's not a negative thing if they don't. You're just not right for each other. So it's fine. Like, if they're not right for you, you're not right for them. So it's totally fine knowing that. But I think people we get so much information at the very beginning. And I think that's why they talk. It's not that you can't change a first impression and stuff like that, but usually you really can, because, you know, what you get it set in your mind. Sometimes you try to make relationships work.
Yeah, and I love what you said. You actually really do know in the very beginning. And if you're already trying to make something work, or you're trying to figure out a way that it can work, if it doesn't happen within, like you said, like the first few minutes, I guarantee it's probably not going to work. It's going to cause a lot more stress and trouble and take up that mental real estate again. And this is the whole thing about purging. We want to clear the mind. We want to have some space in there. It's like, just like in a closet, if it's stuffed, you can't even see what you have. But if your mind is constantly chock full, you don't even know what your thoughts are going on in there.
And trying, because, you know, the same with a relationship of trying to make a difficult situation work. You know, sometimes you have to do it with family and whatever. There's all sorts of complicated situations. But especially if you're allowing new people in your life, you have a choice to be, you can take them or you can leave them. Like, that can happen, because you didn't have them before. You can choose that. And I think it's the same with, like, if you're continuously trying to make something work that's not working, it's like stuffing another thing into that closet and every hanger breaking because it can't move. which I've been there. And it's just, but just, it's so true about relationships, because sometimes it's so hard to, and sometimes if it's an old relationship, of course, things can be worked on. It's not just purge everybody, but it's just sometimes you kind of have to. Like the situation that I'm referring to that I have given virtually no details on, it just, had I listened, it wouldn't have been such a disastrous ending, but it became, it just got louder and louder and louder and louder. But had I really listened from the beginning, it just all, none of this would have happened, you know? So it's just, it's a good lesson to move forward, to really, really, you know, listen to what your values are, how you want to conduct business or relationships or whatever it may be. It's just,
you know, and I think,
and we get a lot of that information early on.
Yeah, and I love the word choice point. And if, that really means a lot to me, actually. I always think of that. You're at choice point. When you have the power, you're able to say yes, no, maybe, but only maybe for a little while, because maybe you turn into that big full closet. So if you're at choice point, like when you're at choice point, really, you know, honor yourself. Like what you're saying, Michelle, is that if you would have listened or whatever, you know, kind of recognized some signs, and you went, ooh, I kind of listened to myself. I'm at choice point. So maybe stop for a minute, like everybody can stop for a minute when they're undecided and say, no, I'm at choice point. I'm standing in my power. What do I choose? And really, like, almost give yourself permission to say, I choose to do it this way, I choose not to do it that way. And I think that's the biggest thing when,
oh, I love that.
When we get to... I know, and I think a lot of us don't give ourselves enough power, and we don't give ourselves enough, well, first of all, responsible. That's our responsibility. And by, as opposed to saying, oh, I have to go through this and I have to go through that, it's more like, I get to do this. I am, so ridiculous. I'm losing my voice, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And you get this, I want to get this part out, it's so important. When you give yourself permission and give yourself the power to be able to do that, as opposed to like a chore or something that you're going to lose. Because when you give, you're not losing. You really, really aren't losing. I think that's the big thing. Like, I know my mom, I keep going back to my mom there, but she really felt that she had lost everything. Where really she has that choice point to say, I'm just clear for a new life, a different life. And she actually stole from herself, because she wasn't able to live in the now because there's so much clutter of this pain. And I think that's where I love being at choice point. I think it's kind of cool. Like, hey, look at me. I'm at choice point. That's a powerful.
It's a great, it is really powerful, because then you can feel, you know, we're not immune to things happening. Like, you know, it's your ability to deal with a situation too. Like when a client goes crazy, you know, realize, okay, how could I have changed this outcome? Because it would have been really, really easy to play the blame game. But I was like, you know what? I made a decision to engage in this relationship when many times it showed me not to. You know, and then you live and learn, and you know in the future of how to react, and for your mom to... She chose to hold on to that. But the thing is, it causes so much pain. We could all hold on. You know, that's why I don't believe in a prime. Like, I was like, I am never going to pass a prime. I want to be 98 and be like in my prime. Because if you pass a prime, there's always a better part. There was always a time. I want to be constantly moving forward to be like, this is the best I've ever been. And because if you pass a prime, you're always holding on to that. And that's no way to live. If we're going to be here, we might as well think tomorrow is going to be the greatest day. Well, actually, we might as well think today is the greatest day, but with tomorrow being even better.
Well, you know what? I think this would be a really fun thing to do then as we end the show, is to say, everybody think about one thought, one belief they have, like what you just had about your prime, like, you know, one belief that you have that is holding you back. Like, you go, you know what? I don't want that belief. That's not a good belief for me. I don't want it anymore. And everybody take that belief and purge it. Get rid of it. And then experience the surge and say, what do I feel? Or even if you're scared to at the beginning, to say, what if I were to let go of that? Well, how would my life change? How would I feel? And I think that'd be a really fun exercise for everybody to do. So, what's going to happen?
No, I love it. I'm going to do it.
Okay, great. Yay. We'll see you guys next Monday. Bye, Michelle.
Bye, Lisa. Thanks, everyone, for listening.